USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The California woman who's accusing Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh of assaulting her when they were teenagers wants the FBI to look into her allegation before a hearing is held on it by the Senate Judiciary Panel. Senator Doug Jones, among the Democrats accusing Republicans of rushing the process, especially in the wake of the new allegations.
If we're just going to be her statement without being tested ahead of time or looking at the facts and Judge Kavanaugh's, that hearing could devolve into just nothing but theatrics.
Committee Chairman Republican Chuck Grassley said it's the hearing they've scheduled for Monday on the new allegation or nothing. Several rivers in North Carolina expected to reach major flood stages today because of Hurricane Florence. President Trump visiting some of the devastated area yesterday. At least 35 people were killed by the storm. This is USA Radio News.
I just can't stop scratching. Struggling to get relief from itching due to your atopic dermatitis, also known as eczema? If so, you may qualify for a clinical study testing an investigational medication for the itch associated with atopic dermatitis. Qualified participants will receive study-related care at no charge. Call 1-844-777-4824, 1-844-777-ITCH, or visit advandastudy.com for more information on how to participate. Sponsored by Vanda Pharmaceuticals.
When working at a growing business, you wear many hats. The new business hat, the buying toner for the copy machine hat, the sifting through tons of resumes hat. You can throw away that last hat thanks to Indeed.com. When posting your job, Indeed lets you add screener questions that give you a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates. So go ahead, dust off that extra long lunch hat. Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
The Trump administration is ready to resume talks with North Korea. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo inviting North Korea's foreign minister to meet with him in New York next week to discuss ending the North's nuclear weapons program by January of 2021. A man who was to appear in court for strangling his wife pulls a gun and starts shooting in a Pennsylvania magistrate's office. Here's USA Radio's Wendy King.
Authorities say a swift response by law enforcement officials has quickly diffused a shooting at a municipal building in Masontown, Pennsylvania. State Police Lieutenant Steve Dellen says four people were wounded, including one of their officers, before the gunman was fatally shot by police.
We can confirm that the district judge nor any of members of his staff were a target of this gunman.
I'm Wendy King.
A new poll shows Democrat Andrew Gillum leading Republican Ron DeSantis in the race for Florida governor 50% to 44. And this is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn-Root. I'm a father of four, and I worry every day about this dangerous world. There are so many things that could go wrong. Economic collapse, stock market crash, terrorist attack, war with North Korea. There's a lot to worry about when it comes to protecting your income, assets, and your family's future. Thankfully, my good friends at Tangible Investments are your safe haven from the storm. Call now, and Tangible Investments will send you, absolutely free, a 1 ounce American Silver Eagle, along with your guide for investing in precious metals. To receive your free American Silver Eagle, call toll-free 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000.
The largest wildfire in California history is finally contained. The Forest Service says the Mendocino Complex fire in Northern California reached 100% containment yesterday after charring nearly 460,000 acres in four counties and destroying nearly 300 buildings, killing a firefighter, leaving four others hurt. The fire danger is not over, though. Officials are warning of dangerous fire conditions in parts of the Central Valley today, as well as other counties in Northern California, where a red flag warning is still in effect because of gusty winds. There are reports Amazon is moving to open 3,000 of its no-cashier Amazon Go stores by 2021. Bloomberg News calls it Amazon's most aggressive move yet into brick-and-mortar retail stores since it bought Whole Foods in 2016. The online retail giant opening its first Go store in Seattle less than 2 years ago. The stores use sensors and lightweight automation software so people can shop and check out without having to deal with a clerk or payment kiosk. And the Allman Brothers Band guitarist Dickie Betts is hospitalized in critical condition after a fall at his home in Florida. The Sarasota Herald Tribune says the 74-year-old fell and cracked his head while playing with his dog in his backyard on Monday. Find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.